With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The Civil Service says it's taking major steps to improve accountability after the Auditor General flagged longstanding delays in responding to recommendations.
The Civil Service has developed a comprehensive strategy to address the backlog of government minutes and establish a more efficient, transparent system going forward.
Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, on Tuesday announced a new strategy, which he says aims to clear overdue government minutes and hundreds of outstanding recommendations from both the Auditor General and the Public Accounts Committee.
The strategy covers four key areas: a formal policy for government minutes, clearing the existing backlog, addressing outstanding Office of the Auditor General and Public Accounts Committee recommendations, and a strengthened tracking system across government.
Mr. Manderson says the plan will modernize how government tracks and implements recommendations, making the process more transparent and efficient, including a digital tracking tool, new policies, and a coordinated government-wide approach that are all part of the strategy.
This strategy has already been shared with both the Auditor General and the Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, and we welcome their feedback and further collaboration.
In other news, three men are busted after a holdup in Georgetown. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says just before midday on Monday, April 20th, two masked men went into the store on Seafarers Way carrying a baseball bat and what appeared to be a firearm. They smashed several display cases and took jewelry before running to a vehicle and fleeing the area. Officers quickly identified a vehicle matching the suspect's car and follow it. One man got out near Shedden Road and North Sound Road and ran off. Police stopped the vehicle on Willie Farrington Drive and arrested two men, aged 25 and 18, on suspicion of robbery. The RCIPS says no shots were fired and no one was injured. Officers later recovered jewelry suspected to be from the robbery and a handgun believed to have been used in the crime. Anyone who saw what happened on Seafarers Way or has any information is asked to contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be submitted via the RCIPS confidential tip line, the RCIPS website, or Cayman Crime Stoppers. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Government officials are warning that a single mosquito bite can do serious damage to your pet's health. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit and the Department of Agriculture say heartworm can severely affect a pet's day-to-day life. Veterinarian Dr. Ashley Welcome says the disease doesn't just shorten a pet's life, it changes how they live.
So heartworm can be a devastating disease. It significantly impacts a pet's quality of life. They can struggle with simple activities, even playing, running, eating. And then as the disease gets more and more severe and progresses, the pet can become weak, lethargic, and even distressed.
Dr. Welcome says infected animals can develop a persistent cough, difficulty breathing, and in severe cases, suddenly collapse. She adds that cats are especially vulnerable because there's no valid treatment option for them once they develop heartworm.
They get some fluid on the stomach, which is called ascites. So the stomach sometimes looks swollen, and in really severe cases, you'll see sudden collapse where the animal just suddenly falls to the ground and is unable to rise.
Officials say those risks are exactly why they want owners to take heartworm prevention seriously this month and all year long. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. At least three container ships are reported to have been targeted by gunfire while trying to transit the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues to impose restrictions on the key waterway. The BBC has verified two vessels, one Greek-owned and the other owned by a UAE-based company, that have separately come under attack by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. There's been no formal response so far from Iran to President Trump's extension of a ceasefire, but several officials have expressed skepticism. One MP said that negotiating with the US was detrimental and irrational. Lebanon's state news agency says an Israeli drone strike overnight has killed one person and wounded two others near the town of Al-Jabur in Bekaa Valley. Ukraine says it has asked Turkey to potentially host a meeting between President Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Mr. Zelensky has long sought face-to-face talks with President Putin to find a way to end Russia's war. Ukraine says it has restarted pumping Russian oil through the Druzhba pipeline to Hungary and Slovakia for the first time in 3 months. The International Criminal Court has dismissed an appeal by the former Philippine President, Rodrigo Duterte. Today's decision in The Hague paves the way for the former president to stand trial for crimes against humanity. He's accused of playing a pivotal role in the extrajudicial killing of thousands of people during his so-called war on drugs. BBC News.